On this day, 11th August 1921, relief as TD released. Anxiety and fear for the interruption of the peace negotiations created by the exclusion of Commandant Sean MacOwen, TD Longford / Westmeath, from the list of Doyle Éireann members announced by Dublin Castle to be released to attend the Doyle meeting on the 16th has been happily allayed. This bad political blunder had promised to create a major crisis. The country rang with indignation at the exception, which was a distinct breach of the truce and a repudiation of the Lloyd George letter inviting Sinn Féin a conference. Commandant MacOwen was released from Mountjoy Prison shortly after 6 o'clock last evening. The prompt expression of opinion on behalf of the nation by the national leader no doubt influenced this decision and the about turn of those who issued the original order. Mr. de Valera and a large number of his colleagues were at the Mansion House early yesterday morning, where the question of the detention of Commandant MacOwen and its effects on the peace negotiations was the chief topic of conversation. Some of the released members of Doyle Éireann referred to their prison treatment after their arrival in Dublin. There are 1,200 men interned in the Curragh camp, County Kildare. Many of the internees who were there for a long period were in tatters and their boots worn to shreds. TDs released from camp. The following were released from Ballykinler, internment camp, County Down, yesterday: J. O'Doherty, Seamus Doyle, Joseph McGuinness, Michael Hayes, Dr. Richard Hayes, Patrick Hogan, Finian Lynch and Sean Milroy.
The case against MacOwen. Commandant MacOwen was charged with the murder of District Inspector McGrath at Ballinalee, County Longford, on 7th January. He pleaded not guilty. He declared himself to be a soldier of the Irish Republic and contended that he had committed no offence against national law. After his conviction, the parents of the dead inspector made an appeal to the government that Mr. MacOwen should not be executed. Eamon Phoenix editor's note: following strong representations from de Valera, the British authorities reversed their decision and released MacOwen despite his conviction for murder. Had he been court-martialed and found guilty even a few weeks earlier, his execution would have been guaranteed. Among the northern internees released was Louis J. Walsh, a Ballycastle lawyer and popular playwright, who quickly published an account of his time in Ballykinler, on my keeping and in theirs. However, his former comrades were not impressed by Walsh's disclosures and showed their resentment by publicly burning their copy at a special ceremony in the camp. Walsh went on to become a district justice in Donegal after the establishment of the Free State.